545 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Sorry we're a smidge behind, but that's all right because we'll still have plenty of time to talk about a really cool thing that's been happening for a few years now in Knoxville, and it's a fundraiser for Mabel Woolsey Elementary School, the Big Blue Bullet Blitz, which I have successfully said in this hour three times without having to stop, which good for me. It's a color run that's benefiting things at Mabel Woolsey. So Tara Banks, the principal, is here, and Krista Van Unick, one of the organizers, is joining me here in the studio. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
So I was kind of joking about this off the air, but is there any way I can get through a color run without having to get all kinds of color all over me? Not that, I mean, look at me. I'm not going to run anyway, but but if I wanted to take part, is there any risk to me is what I'm saying?
No. And you would not be the only one. We have plenty of families who might push strollers or bring wagons or whatever, and they don't want to get those all dirty too. But you just kind of go off to the side, and the color squirters stay over here, and then you just kind of go off to the side.
You know, these color runs have become so popular in such a short time, and you just kind of answered my next question, Tara. How does this work? How does a color run work?
Well, it's quite fun. So when we first started this is our fourth year. When we first started it, we weren't really sure exactly how it was supposed to work because I've never run in one either, quite honestly. So there'll be four stations during the 5K that will squirt color in four different sections of that run.
Okay.
This year we added a 1 mile fun run, so there'll be two squirting stations for that. So one of our teachers at school, one of our kindergarten teachers, has put together a bunch of volunteers. They, at each of those stations, they'll have just literally like ketchup squirters filled with this awesome color. And as you run through, they just squirt you. And a lot of people wear sunglasses or hats and stuff, too, to avoid getting all that in their face.
I get that. And you mentioned the fun run you've added this year, and you're saying it's helped out an already successful event.
Absolutely. We've actually had more early registers than we've had in the previous 3 years. And I think it has a lot to do with that 1 mile fun run.
Krista, what has gotten you involved in this and what kind of motivates you to keep helping with it?
I started as a volunteer last year along the route. And at one of the PTO meetings, the lady that was in charge of it last year stepped down and I stepped up.
Exactly. There you go. But you saw last year how cool this sort of thing is. And
yes.
It really kind of, both of you can talk about this if you want, kind of how it goes through a nice, good section of Knoxville, right?
It does. They have really mapped out a very good non-traffic route. And I think that has helped.
Yeah, that's amazing. What is the route, Tara?
So we changed one little aspect of it because before it was going down Broad Street, which is County 8.
Yeah.
Little crowded, and the sidewalks weren't really big enough, and they were kind of bumpy for people that were running or had strollers. So we moved it over one street prior to Broad Street. But otherwise, it does. It starts at the track complex.
Okay.
Kickoff is 7:30 in the morning for the 5K, mm-hmm. and then we'll start the 1 mile fun run probably about 15 or so minutes after that.
Okay.
But then it runs down by Mabel Woolsey, it runs up, or I should say down south, because it's south of Knoxville, down by the water tower, through a couple neighborhoods, down to Main Street, right in front of the high school, and then back to the track complex.
So I imagine people really come out and kind of watch this, too, and cheer people on, don't
they? They do. And we have a lot of community volunteers, too. The
Great.
City provides some barricades, and some people have come out to help stand at some of the busiest corners to direct some traffic. And we do. We get a lot of people that kind of just honk and wave and or stand out in their front yard. And it's really awesome.
And we talk about this being on Saturday morning, but this really kind of starts Friday, doesn't it?
Right. And that starts with a mini blitz. And that's all the students at Mabel Woolsey. They either collect donations or like prelap donations. And we head over to the track in the morning on Friday. All the kids run. That way everybody's involved. And really that's what the 5K really started out to be, is just kind of a family, community fun event in place of some of the other fundraisers that we've done in the past.
What kind of funds, Krista, have been raised here in the past? Do you know?
In the past, we've raised over $10,000.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, it really helps fund a lot of the things that the PTO helps provide.
I imagine, Tara, that you're probably looking for a way to, you know, to help out the kids and not having to constantly go to the school board for money, right?
Well, right, because with state funding, the way that it is these days, we don't get a lot of money for extra resources. We don't get a lot of money for that extra stuff that the teachers really do dig in their pockets for. So we've raised probably the kids alone bring in at the Mini Blitz around 10,000 or so, but the 5K brings in about just as much sometimes, depending, you know, it depends on the year. But that extra money really, really helps with the extra resources that teachers use in their classrooms to supplement everything from seating, because now flex seating is the big buzzword these days. Yeah. And that's where kids sit on the yoga balls and the wobble chairs and stuff like that. That money really helps the teachers fund that kind of stuff in their classrooms.
I would have liked to have just spent the whole day on the cot I had in preschool, but you know, that's another discussion. But yeah, that and those little things can really kind of make a difference, can't they?
Big time.
Yeah. All right. So, Krista, talk about if people still want to get involved and run, and you know, maybe run the risk of getting changing colors on you. How can they do that?
You can log on to Facebook and go to our Big Blue Bullet Blitz page, and we have a Get Me Registered link that you can click on. Otherwise, you can call Mabel Woolsey, or you can come out Saturday morning, and we can get you registered right there Saturday morning.
What's the cost to run?
$30 for that. And then, what did we say?
$20 for the one mile fun run.
All right. Very good. And I do know that we also have a link to this on the community events page of WGIL.com, which you can find as well if you can't get right to the Facebook page. I think the Facebook page is linked there as well. So, all right. Anything else we need to know about? Actually, there's the runs on Saturday morning. Then you'll have a little bit of a party afterwards, right?
Right. So the very end of the 5K and the 1 mile fun run is a ginormous color splash where everybody grabs a couple Dixie cups of color and it just throws up in the air, and it's actually really awesome if you're standing outside watching.
Say, if you didn't get spread with color before, you will then, right?
Yes.
There you go. All right, anything else we should know about the Big Blue Bullet Blitz on Saturday?
Come out and join us for a fun morning.
All absolutely. Right.
Very good. And again, go to the community events page of WGIL.com or call the school or go to Facebook or whatever if you need any more information. Krista Van Unick and Tara Banks, thanks for coming in. Best of luck this Saturday. I'm going to be stuck in a convention all weekend, and I'm sorry I'm not going to be able to see this, but I know it sounds like it's already going to be a great success for you. So best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.